Geo 810.
Clearly, new screening procedures are needed. A Trump administration will establish a clear principle that will govern all decisions pertaining to immigration. And we will be tough. And we will be even extreme. Extreme.
Did you hear that? He's going to be extreme on immigration. By the way, I don't know if you heard Mike Pence, who is trying desperately to defend his running mate, Donald Trump, without specifically mentioning Jews and Christians. The Indiana governor said the proposed temporary ban on immigrants from areas compromised by terrorism would apply to all individuals of all religions. Gee, you know, we just better build a wall and leave everybody out. We don't want anybody in here, right? Oh, that's right. Donald Trump said he was going to build a wall. It's interesting, a stark contrast. I remember, and I hope you do, another Republican president by the name of Ronald Reagan who said, tear down that wall. 8080810. Let's go to Nick calling from San Carlos. Nick, welcome to KGO.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Very well, Nick. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. I always learn so much. This is interesting. So I don't know if this is interesting or not. So I was thinking about Hillary and the lack of news or news bites that are not saturated in the media. And then I'm thinking about Donald Trump and the use of his blurbs, which are saturated, which is a negative connotation for him. And I think that the media is playing its purpose. So I went back and looked at a paper on cloning, and the public perception of cloning and their interest in it followed the saturation of media events from the 70s up to the 90s. And it must be the exact same for politics, in that the news cycle is controlled, it's saturated, it can be used as a tool either in a positive way or a negative way. And Hillary, I'll give her this. I don't support her. I have no ill feelings against her. But she is playing it brilliantly. And she's probably listening to some people. And Donald Trump's ego is so amazing that he deserves everything that happens to him. It's just embarrassing.
Well, look, I got to be honest with you. I don't have to pick on Trump. All I have to do is play his words. You know, I mean, this is it, I don't get it. And it's interesting. I don't know if you heard his top spokesperson, Katrina Pearson, who is absolutely furious because she says that Trump is being beaten up by the media. She says, for the record, audio disruptions and echoes should be fixed immediately, especially. Well, you know, she goes on and on like this, and you're beginning to wonder, I'm beginning to wonder, whether or not when people listen to Donald Trump, all the excuses that are made for him, whether it's having any impact. He's losing now tremendous support, and it's a problem. But the news cycle works to his advantage, but I want to emphasize to his disadvantage as well. All right, I appreciate the call, Nick. Thanks so much. Let's go to Dave calling from Chico. Dave, welcome to KGO.
Good evening, John. I have discovered something, and maybe I'm on to something here. I think Donald Trump has an illness, and he's given it to poor Rudy Giuliani now. I call it revisionosis.
I'm chuckling because revisionosis is a marvelous term.
Okay, and there are certain things that revisionosis manifests itself in. One, when you have revisionosis, you only hear your own voice. Revisionosis, another symptom of revisionosis, is you think the people that you're talking to can't remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's part of it. And one of the things, and I have a ton of clips here of Donald Trump that we could play, that you're right. But it's the defensiveness of the campaign. Listen, I appreciate the call, Dave. By the way, my son Joel is about to come to Chico. He's going to school. He's actually driving up tomorrow, so he's very excited. Let's go to Antoine, calling from Antioch. Antoine, welcome to KGO. Got to turn off your radio, Antoine. Sir, well, we'll come back to you. Let's go to Mohammed calling from Livermore. Mohammed, welcome to KGO.
Oh, thank you, John, for taking my call. I just have a couple of things to mention.
I'm an American Muslim, and I live in this country for over 22 years. Honestly, for the last 1 year, I don't feel American anymore. I feel like I'm somebody who lives here that could be taken out or put behind the bar any day for any reason. Honestly, this is a situation right now that really bothers me because nobody talks about the solution to this terrorist problems. Everybody agrees that there is a terrorist problem in the world. What they don't agree on and the solution, what the solution is. Donald Trump's solution, banning Muslims, insulting Muslims, and degrading Muslims, is only helping the terrorists. It's not helping the cause of freedom. I think there is only one good solution that I think Obama is working on it. I know he's not there yet, but he is actually knowing and he understands what exactly should be done. And that is the policy of stick and carrot. What I mean by that is a military pressure on the terrorists and at the same time, spreading of Western ideology into that regions where the terrorists are coming from, not by degrading them and insulting them. How we're going to do the ideology part of this is there's no American white or black or yellow or green guy you can see that they will go there and tell people what kind of life is a good life for a human being.
Yeah, I want to answer you. I want you to understand this. I've got limited time, but I want to respond to you. After September 11th, there was an effort set up to sell the American way of life in the Middle East. A office was set up in the White House. It lasted for a very short time because the Middle East is not the Middle West. Because it's a different culture, it's a different attitude, it's a different background. Not that I'm saying it's better or worse, but the idea that we could sell capitalism or women's rights or religious freedom. Donald Trump in his speech today blasted Barack Obama for his speech in Cairo. Read the Cairo speech. It's a brilliant piece of work. And it blasts persecution of women. It calls for religious pluralism. It condemns terrorism. It does all the things that Donald Trump says he will do. But the simple truth is, rhetoric doesn't do it. I wish I had an answer, Mohammed. I really do. I wish there were a way.
And take the ideology there. And if you're degrading them and insulting them, you're actually putting those moderate Muslims in a situation where they have to fight you verbally to prove that they're not bad people, and they have to fight the bad guys. Now they're in the middle because you just degraded them. They don't know where to go, where to turn.
You're right.
For some help.
You know what it is? In this country, we're supposed to have the presumption of innocence, not the presumption of guilt. And what Donald Trump is saying, presume people coming into this country to be guilty. And all I have to tell you is I disagree profoundly. It doesn't mean we're not being tough, being very security-minded, watching out for people with a record. Of course we do that. But you'll notice there has not been a terrorist attack like September 11th in this country since September 11th. Listen, I appreciate the call, Mohammed. It's important for people to understand this. Now, there are a few of you hanging on. I want to take this into the next half hour in a different way, but I'll take your calls, those waiting. The FBI is planning to release the summary of the Hillary Clinton interviews and other materials about Hillary to Congress. A lot of you are upset with Hillary Clinton. I understand that. So I want to open the lines in the next half hour. We've talked about Donald Trump. We've talked about the issues. I want to open it up now for those of you who are critical of Hillary. If you're not voting for Hillary Clinton, I want you to explain why. 8080810. I am John Rothman, sitting in for Grex, and you are listening to KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.